Shahrazad the Storyteller, a story from many places. Shahrazad was a very intelligent young woman. She lived with her younger sister, Dunyazad, and their father. Their father worked for the king. One evening, Shahrazad went into the house. Her father sat by the fire with a very sad face. "What's the matter, father?" she asked. "I'm sad for you, my daughter," said her father, and he started to cry. "I must tell you about our great king, Shahryar. He had a beautiful wife, and he loved her. But one day, he came home and found his wife with another man. He called his soldiers. 'Kill her,' he said. 'Cut off her head.' And the soldiers cut off her head. 'I'll marry again,' said the king. 'But I'll never again find my wife with another man. I'll marry on one day, and the next day my soldiers will kill my new wife. I'll have a new wife every day.'" "One day," said Shahrazad's father, "the king will want to marry you, and on the next day he'll cut off your head."
"Don't cry, father," said Shahrazad.
"But I can't stop crying," said her father. "He'll marry you, and the soldiers will cut off your head. And then he'll marry your sister, and he'll kill her too."
That night, Shahrazad did not sleep. She needed to think. She did not want to die, but there was something more important.
"I don't want my sister and many more women to die," she thought.
"What can I do? How can I save the women of this country?" It was now early in the morning, and the birds started to sing.
"I know," thought Shahrazad. "I have a plan, but it's not easy. I must be brave, but maybe I can do it."
At breakfast, Shahrazad told her father,
"I'm ready to marry the king tomorrow."
"No," said Shahrazad's father.
"Don't marry him tomorrow. I don't want you to die."
"It's all right, father," said Shahrazad. "I have a secret plan. I will not die, and no more women will die because of the king. I can save them. But please, do one thing for me. In the middle of the night, at 12 o'clock, Dunyazad must come to me."
"She'll come," said her father.
"But how can she help you? I don't understand."
Shahrazad did not answer. The next day, she married the king. All that day, the king watched Shahrazad.
"Why is she happy?" he thought. "She's going to die tomorrow. She knows that. I'm sorry, because she's a fine, intelligent woman."
That night, the king and Shahrazad went to their bedroom. But at 12 o'clock, someone came to the door.
"Who is that?"
asked the king.
Dinyazad opened the bedroom door.
I'm sorry, she said to the king. I want to say goodbye to my sister. She ran across the room to Shahrazad.
Sister, she said, can you finish the story of Aladdin first? Then I can say goodbye to you.
She looked at the king and smiled.
Please, is that all right?
All right, said the king.
But he was not happy. But after a few minutes, the king started to listen to the story because Shahrazad was a great storyteller. After an hour, Shahrazad finished.
Do you know any more stories? Asked the king.
Yes, said Shahrazad.
She started to tell the story of Sinbad. Sinbad travelled in his ship to many different countries. The story was good, and it got better and better. The king listened, but then Shahrazad stopped.
I'm sorry, she said. I'm very tired.
And she lay down on the bed. She went to sleep, and Dinyazad went home. The next morning, the king's soldiers came to the door. They were ready to cut off Shahrazad's head.
Not today, said the king. I want to hear the end of the story of Sinbad. Come for my wife tomorrow. What happens to Sinbad in the story?
Thought the king. He thought about it all day.
I must know the end of the story.
Shahrazad finished the story that night.
That was a good story, said the king. I learned a lot from Sinbad. He was very brave and intelligent. I want to be the same.
You are brave and intelligent, said Shahrazad. But you can learn more from the story of Ali Baba.
Tell me the story, said the king.
Not now, said Shahrazad. I'm tired. I want to sleep.
The next morning, the soldiers came to the door again.
Go away, said the king.
And he said it again 1,000 times. Each night, there was a new story from Shahrazad. On night 1,001, the king asked for another story. Shahrazad was sad.
I'm sorry. I don't have any more stories, she said. I told you all the stories in the books in my father's library. I can't tell any more.
I loved your stories, the king told Shahrazad. And now I will give you one thing. What do you want? You can ask for anything.
You can cut off my head, said Shahrazad. But please don't kill any more women after me. There are many good women in this country, and they must live.
You must live too, said the king. You're a brave and intelligent woman. I want you next to me. A king needs a friend, and you can help me.
King Shahryar and Queen Shahrazad lived together for many years. Shahryar was a better king because of Shahrazad. They had a baby, and the king built a library for all the people in his country. Because stories are for everyone.